Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello. Welcome to the Beard Out Podcast. Podcast where we talk about the two greatest things in the world. Beer, Weird Al Yankovic, my Aunt Lala, and my dad are the hosts of the show. Thanks for listening. Beer Al Podcast, part of the iPods Media Network. Stay weird and enjoy the show.
Hey, I'm Pantsless Aaron.
This is Stevie.
And I'm Augie.
And we are BFYTW, a podcast all about playing games and having fun. Our games are usually based on British panel shows and game shows, but we'll play anything that captures our attention and imagination. Why? It's right there in the title.
You'll never guess what the F stands for.
Let's get down and boogie.
Well, hey, how are you doing? Have a seat. Have a drink. Boy, I can glad to see ya. What I can say? Where's Lala?
Hey, it's time once again for the Beard Owl Podcast. The podcast where we talk about two of the greatest things in the world, beer.
Oh, there's a bottle. It's tough.
Well, beer. It's still beer. And Weird Al. And we just did that thing where we...
I had to pop myself a beer.
You know, and I'm still Lauren.
And I am still John. I still haven't moved from the last episode.
That's right.
That was two whole weeks ago.
He is,
I have not moved in two entire weeks.
He is atrophied.
Very much so.
Are you a trophy?
I think so.
You're a prize. And
I am a catch.
You are a catch. Damn it. You know, I put on Twitter the fact that it is Labor Day weekend. And we wanted to talk about one of what we call the trifecta of Weird Al working songs. And those were, of course, Doggy Dog, Calling in Sick, and Mission Statement. See previous episodes for my headcanon on those songs. Any whoozles. Twitter answered. And so we are doing the winner of that poll, Dog Eat Dog, from 1986's Polka Party album. It is a stale parody of the Talking Heads.
Yes.
About working in an orifice.
I think it's the best song on the album. I think a lot of people think that as well.
It is.
It's that song live a couple times now.
Yep. Twice. Each time we've seen the ridiculous
a couple times now.
Yes, it's. I needed to say it though. Each time we've seen the Ridiculously Self-Indulgent Ill-Advised Vanity Tour, both the first time and the unfortunate return of the Ridiculously Self-Indulgent Ill-Advised Vanity Tour, he did do Dog Eat Dog. And what was cool was, I think I remember the first
time. He done did do Dog Eat Dog. Yes, he did done do it.
He done did do Dog Eat Dog right there up on the stage. He did done do it. Yeah. He mentioned how. When he did the song back in the 80s or whatever, he'd wear the big, like, David Byrne coat. He's like, this is the first time I get to do this and just be myself. That's neat. So yeah, this song is great, and we'll get into this.
Number 14 out of 163.
Yeah, so it's huge. It's huge. Yeah. It's huge. We'll get into this as we start talking about the episode, but this is one of those songs that you don't appreciate fully as a kid, that you get once you work in an office.
Much like the movie Office Space.
That's true.
Yes. If only Office Space used this song on the soundtrack.
Missed opportunity.
It was a missed opportunity. Yes, it was.
It was a grave error on their part.
Yes.
So, what beer do you have for Dog Eat Dog?
Well, today, it is more of a pairing with the brewery name than the beer name.
Okay.
So, I will do the brewery reveal after I do the beer name reveal this time around. I know it's backwards. I have a saltwater taffy IPA.
Mm-hmm.
It is a 7.6% from a brewery in Frederick, Maryland.
Oh, Frederick, Maryland.
Yes. Flying Dog Brewery.
Oh, okay.
Flying Dog. So
it's dog.
Yes.
It's dog. Yes. Very good.
Yeah. Summertime on the boardwalk is all about sand, sunburn, and fighting off seagulls who keep trying to steal your French fries. But when it comes to a vacation down by the Maryland shore, nothing is more iconic than Dolly's world-famous saltwater taffy. Our brewmasters combined Dolly's creamy taffy taste with bright citrus flavors to create an IPA so surprising, it'll blow your flip-flops off.
Nice.
I do quite enjoy the saltwater taffy IPA. I also really do quite enjoy the Dolly's saltwater taffy.
Okay.
It's good stuff. I like that. I get that every time I go down to Rehoboth.
Oh, the Rehoboth.
Yeah, we're going to be going down. We will have just gotten back from Rehoboth when this episode comes out. This episode comes out August.
No.
Or is it September 2? September 2 it comes out, right?
Ew, yeah.
Yeah, I'm actually driving back from Rehoboth as this episode releases.
So you'll be listening?
I will have Dolly's saltwater taffy in my car.
And on your person and in your belly.
In my belly.
And actually, no, I probably won't because they do make a peanut butter one. And so if I'm around CC, I won't eat it. But I do take it into work.
Ah, okay. That's fair.
You know, I give it as a gift to my coworkers. I'll get a box of it and I'll just leave it on the one table and be like, free taffy. I just came back from the beach. You're welcome.
John, have some taffy. Man, yeah. I'm John, eat my taffy.
Yeah.
I have a beer from Ology Brewing Company. They're in Tallahassee, Florida. I've had beer from them on the show a couple of times before. And this is a hazy India pale ale with Strata hops, 6.5% alcohol by volume. And it's called I Drive a Dodge Strata.
I Drive a Dodge Strata. Nice.
Okay. And is this a car on the front? And it's in a parking spot called Division Manager and all this sort of stuff. So this is definitely about work. But do you remember that sketch? It was on Saturday Night Live with like Will Ferrell and Anna Gasteyer. And I think Sarah Michelle Gellar might have been like the guest being their kid. It's called like Dysfunctional Family. And he's like, you'll listen to me. I drive a Dodge Stratus. Like I'm important. <You know? laughs> So,
oh my God.
I was like, that kind of fits with this song because like this guy, you know, he loves his job and he feels like important in it. And I can imagine the narrator of this song being like, I drive a Dodge Stratus. I make paperclips into the shape of small animals.
I've got a coffee mug with my name right on it in big bold letters so everyone knows it's mine. Don't touch it because It doesn't belong to you.
I'm watching
you, so don't get funny.
Exactly.
Yeah, I got you.
So that's where I went with that. Oh, man, look at you over there again with the beer and the iced coffee.
We doing pills, uppers and downers.
It's the same coffee.
You've had that coffee for 2 weeks?
2 weeks. I've been slow sipping.
Slow, really slow sipping.
It's stale. It's no longer iced.
The milk is curdled.
Oh. Well, I am a bougie coffee boy.
Bougie coffee boy.
I'm a coffee boy. I'm a coffee boy. I'm a bougie coffee boy. I'm a coffee boy. Yes, I am a coffee boy. Always been a coffee boy. I'm a coffee boy. Cold brew.
You know, I'm going to tell you this, Jan. Some feedback that I have received about our show.
Well, what would the world be without feedback?
It's true. Feedback that I have received regarding our show was, I don't remember exactly what episode it was. It was probably a month or so ago at this point. The one where we kept having like big time connectivity issues and you couldn't hear.
Oh, yeah.
So you saying that I've got the whole room to myself and it's boring song.
Yeah.
That was in the episode you said.
I know it was. Yes. Yes.
And I have received feedback that that was, quote, hilarious. Your little solo singing.
Yeah.
I feel like before we dive into Dog Eat Dog.
Dive in. I see where you're going.
So the whole thing was so John was like, I've got the whole room to myself and it's boring. I've got the whole room to myself. And when we were kids, right? The pool. I was in the pool all by myself one day. I don't know what we were like, 12.
No, it was definitely me. It was definitely me in the pool by myself.
Oh, was it you?
Everybody else got out. I wanted to stay in. Everybody else got out.
Oh, right. Okay.
So I'm just like in the pool.
Yeah. You're in the pool.
And I made up that song. I've got the whole pool to myself and it's boring. Yeah.
Oh, and
speaking of, since you're bringing up things from our childhood past, I do not remember any context behind it or what, but do you remember BD?
I remember BD.
BD! BD!
BD!
Yeah. I do not remember.
I don't think there's
any context. I don't think there is any context. I think it's just we were being stupid and just making noises. Yeah.
You know, John, and that's the problem, is that there are so many things that I like encounter in my life. Like, there is only like one or two other people on this planet that are going to understand. Yeah. Where my brain is going with this, and then I have to explain it to them, you know. Yeah. Like
it's hard. It's really hard. Like sometimes we'll go into some like inside jokes here and we haven't explained it, and so like it's like I know nobody else is gonna get it, so why explain the inside joke? But then it's like, but I'm really kind of alienating people when we don't,
right? So you have to explain it, because then this way we can use the inside jokes because we've explained them.
Yeah.
You know, so we're like,
I randomly thought about that BD the other day and I'm like, I can't do this now because nobody's going to get it. And I can't even explain it because I don't know what it means or what it's from. I just do it. So like you brought back the synapse of like, remember this from the pool?
Yeah. Well, on the last episode, you and I were together. I was talking to you about that Xbox game Peggle.
Yeah. The former box game.
Yeah. The former box. Very good. Xbox. When you complete a level and well, on the screen, it pops up and it says Extreme Fever. Okay, and so
extreme pie. Yes.
Well, Russ is sitting there playing this game, and it comes up extreme fever, and I go, "It's some extreme pie," and I'm like, "Oh, yeah. Crap!"
He doesn't get that. No.
Okay.
Well, so you explain that one.
It was Thanksgiving. We were eating pumpkin pie, and our grandma, I think, wanted to say this is extremely good pie, and she's some extreme pie, and we're like, extreme pie!
Yeah. Yeah, we jumped on that one. And I think later as a gag gift, I think we got her like this little tchotchke. It's like this little, maybe like a bulldog or a pug riding a skateboard, and it says extreme living. Something like that. Yeah, I think she has it on her tchotchke shelf.
She does.
Of course she does, yeah.
Oh, it's extreme pie. Anyway. Yeah. Anyway.
I'm like, it wasn't sour pie, so it's not like extremely sour.
No, she wanted. I think she wanted to say extremely good.
Extremely good pie, yeah.
Extreme pie. There's something, yeah. And so I'm watching this game, and it says, and like, I had no filter on. I was like, extreme pie.
Yeah.
It's hard, man.
So, like, when I thought about, BD, A, that sounds really dumb, but I think Natalie was giving Cece a bath, and I was in the kitchen doing the dishes, and I'm just standing there doing the dishes, and I actually out loud said, BB! And I'm like, oh, okay. Nobody else heard that, right? Okay, good. BB! BB! BD! BD! BD!
It's so dumb, John.
I know. we were dumb kids. Everybody's a dumb kid at some point.
Oh, smartest thing we did was listen to Weird Al.
Yeah. Oh, I can talk about this stupid stuff and, you know, it actually go somewhere instead of into the ether where nobody else will remember it.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you know, we get to share our stuff now. So dog eat dog.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
I mean, it's obviously he's pulling from
Once in a Lifetime.
Once in a Lifetime, yeah. Yeah, that one.
For sure.
Water flowing underground, flowing underground, when the money's gone, once in a lifetime. Yeah, that one.
Yeah, that one. Now you may find yourself living in a shotgun shack.
You may find yourself, this is not my beautiful life.
Whose life is it?
Well, I don't know, somebody's.
Oh my god, so... Yeah, like, as kids, we didn't get what the song was doing, and we didn't
absolutely get not
what it was about. I just knew, what does this have to do with dogs?
Yeah.
Because you look at the track listings on Polka Party, and we're like, oh, dog eat dog, what could that mean? What is this song about dogs? What is this?
Yeah.
Not about dogs.
What is this about climbing ladders?
What is it? So what are we doing? Where are the chutes?
Wow.
Yeah. But yeah, I love this song now, you know, because there's so many little nuances in it that you're like, oh my god, like, yes, this,
yeah, that is Talking Heads. Yeah. Very and, much.
And then lyrically, right, like, this 100% is so exactly how it is in an office, right? Because there are things about working in an office. And now, again, I feel like...
It's all pre-pandemic, too. Like, I really, really, really... maybe even just my previous workplace. But, like, I really was in tune with this song in previous jobs and pre-pandemic. Because it's like, don't take my coffee mug. Like, I get it. Somebody else sat at my desk. What's going on? Where's my stapler?
Yeah. And it's like, there are little things about it. They like get you like really excited. I got my very own scotch tape dispenser.
Yeah.
I'm excited about this. And I got a private parking space. See, there's a private parking space on my can here.
Uh-huh.
My beer can, not my butt. There's not a private parking space on my campus.
I think I've made a huge mistake. Where's my liquid paper?
I mean, that's something that we can't even relate to that anymore.
But I've used whiteout before. I think we all have.
We've all used it. Well, yeah, we've all used it before, but.
Right. I don't know if you know, up and coming generations are going to use it. Unless you're in like a job where they're using really outdated tech, like fax machines, which still exist for some reason.
Yeah. I don't know. But I think the spirit of the song still lives on, even if some of the particular references are dated. Like, the spirit of it still makes sense. Oh, sidebar on work stuff. So, I'm technically, I'm a marketing copywriter, okay? Which means I am technically on the...
Guess who just burst in the door?
Oh, Cece.
She got back from that. Yeah, she got back from her fishing trip with mom.
Oh, all right. Well, we could take a little Cece break.
Yep, one little Cece break. Come here. What's the surprise, bud?
Sandwich.
It's a sandwich. Thank you. Hey, Cece. Cece, come here. Come here, bud. Who am I talking to?
Hi, Cece.
Hi.
Everybody loves your new opening, you know.
You did a very good job.
I was going fishing with mommy.
Oh, that's great. Did you catch anything?
No.
Oh, that's okay.
Did you get any bites? No bites?
No bites. Did you get McDonald's? Yeah, what did you get at McDonald's?
Four-piece chicken nugget.
You know, you got a Happy Meal?
I didn't eat it yet.
No, but that's what you got? You got a Happy Meal that you're going to go eat?
Yeah.
When I go to McDonald's, I also get a Happy Meal, and I also get a 4-piece McNugget Happy Meal. And I keep the toys.
Yeah, Lala's a kid.
I am a kid. I keep the toys. I got the one with Sylvester when he spins the basketball.
Oh, from the new Space Jam movie.
And I also, and do you get the toys? I always get the toys.
I do. Yeah, I always get the toys, and I play with them.
She's asking, do you play with the toy while you're eating, or do you wait until after you're done?
Oh, after I'm done.
Yeah, you gotta wait till after you're done, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, after.
And Mom had a plan.
A plan?
Her plan was, after I'm done eating my Happy Meal, I needed to get a shower because we were fishing, and... We were so hot, and now we're sweaty.
Right. Yeah. You get sweaty.
Yeah, it is pretty humid in here today, right?
Yeah.
It's over 90.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, Cece, one time I went fishing with Mem Mem when I was a kid. I was probably, you know, 5 when this happened. I went and I threw my fishing rod into it, and I fell in. I remember that. Right in the water. Got all wet. I had to go home and change my clothes.
Yep. Where were we? Were we at Francis Slocum?
Yep.
We've been to Francis Slocum a couple times, right, Cece?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
So where did you just go fishing with Mom? Nescopec State Park, yeah.
Nice. Oh, is there a hole in your mic screen?
Oh, your bud fell out. You don't want it anymore? All right, say bye to everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm going to eat my Happy Meal now.
Okay, enjoy.
Can you give this to Mom? Nice. And can you close your door on the way out? Thank you. Love you.
No, I'm going to open it.
You're going to stay it open? Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to stay it open in case I want to get it.
All right. Sounds good. Have a good Happy Meal.
That's great.
She just stayed the door open. It's fine. She
stayed the door open. Very good. Well, that was a nice little interlude.
Yes, it was. I'm sorry that it interrupted your story. What was your story? Oh. Please start it over because I didn't hear a single lick of it.
No, I barely started it anyway. You know, as a copywriter, I'm technically on the design team at work, and all the designers need all of this like fancy like graphics software and whatnot. So everybody on my team has a MacBook. Including myself, who has no actual need for a MacBook. Okay? Anyway, So when I got my MacBook for being on my team, they just gave me like a like an older refurbished one. My MacBook is from like 2014. Okay. Uh-huh. Well, apparently I got on some sort of list for a hardware upgrade. Long story short, FedEx guy came yesterday. A couple days ago, FedEx guy came a couple days ago, like in the middle of the day. I had to sign for it. I got a whole ass brand spanking new out of the box MacBook that I now have to set up for work.
I'm sorry.
I mean, I don't care. Like, whatever.
I don't like Macs. I can't. I just don't like the Mac operating system and all that.
Oh, no, I understand that. And it did take some getting used to when I got this for work. But, I you know, like, I'll take whatever they give me to use. Like, it doesn't matter. Right. But I was like, holy crap. So now I got to set up this whole new computer. And, you know, they FedExed my new one to me, but I have 2 weeks to return my old one, which I have to physically go to the office to do. So, okay. So why couldn't, if I had to do that, why couldn't you just set up time for me to go to the office, have the IT guy actually set up the new one for me, and me bring my old one back and do it instead of giving me a video to watch about how to set up my new MacBook? And of course I'm going to F that up somehow because I'm not good at those things.
Welcome to post-pandemic life.
I guess they should have given me like a prepaid FedEx box to send my old one back. Is what they should have
done. How far from the office do you live?
Enough that it's going to be a pain in the butt to do.
Enough that like you're going to drive into the office and actually work the day there instead of going in and coming back.
No, I'm going to go and come back. I'm not doing like that. Nope. I have a desk, but
do you think you'll ever have to work in your office again?
Nope, because we're hiring new people for my team, and their location does not matter.
Okay, nice.
So no,
that is one positive that has come from the global pandemic.
Yeah, and you know, I feel like to you know, make sure that we're still like touching upon the song. I feel like,
well, we're still talking about work. Work is related.
I know. I understand that, and I feel like this song and a lot of the things in it, there's so much that's still true. Like, there's still the same kind of little annoyances, but they're just different annoyances, right? Mm-hmm. Found a job at a great big office, and this guy won't go on mute, you know?
Oh, I have a story about that.
You tell.
Well, so there was one time I was sitting before I got this home office here set up. With like a desk and everything, there was a day I had to be in a call, but it was like a corporate training kind of call, and so I'm sitting in my recliner with my laptop, and of course it gets like halfway through the meeting, and CC wants to like start climbing on me and the laptop and stuff. I didn't realize that she had unmuted me somehow, and I said, Cece, stop! And then the guy that's running the training is like, oh, looks like somebody didn't realize they weren't on mute.
Oh, no!
And so I'm like, I'm sorry. So nothing bad happened from it, but it was just, like, embarrassing because it's like, this is not, like, just, like, people from my office that I know. Like, this is, like,
yeah,
there's people in, like, California and Arizona and Germany and Asia and...
Oh my God, just like all over the place. Yeah. And
yeah,
I can see that. I mean, like, this is the world we live in now. Like, those are the kind of things that are going to.
But exactly. People understand that people have to take these calls from
wherever,
from home to deal with childcare.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And I think, you know, well, we're getting serious here on the Beard Doll podcast, but I feel like.
It doesn't happen often.
No, the pandemic, for how terrible it was, had positive effects.
Still is
right. I'm sorry. Had positive effects on like the workforce in that way. Like people proved, because they had to, that they could do their jobs remotely,
And possibly even better.
Right, possibly even better. And you know, I feel like. once, you know, things are never, ever going to go back to the way that they were, you know? And what is really going to be very interesting to see is the companies that adapt best to this new world that we live in are going to be the ones that understand that remote work works and is a good thing, you know? One thing that's interesting, and I feel like this song kind of dances around, like inter-office relationships, like your relationships with your coworkers. Like this guy, he's just trying to climb the corporate ladder and like doesn't want anybody to touch his stuff.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of like interpersonal play that goes into a lot of those things. Like the guy in Doggy Doug, he loves his job, but maybe he's kind of the jerk. Like just one more jelly donut, they'll never miss it. Oh, they'll never miss it. It's like, they might though. Maybe, you know, Bob in accounting was in a meeting this whole time and didn't get his allotted donut. But the way that we do that has even, you know, has changed. Since my favorite coworker, I have never met in person. And really? Yeah, local to Jacksonville, just never met.
Never had the reason to go in. Yeah.
Never had the reason to go in, you know, all this, that, and the other. And it's like, but we work really, really well together, you know, it just never. You know, and Jacksonville is so huge. It's not like, well, let's just go down the street. It's like, no, who wants to drive 45 minutes, you know?
Yeah.
So.
But you can drive 45 minutes and still be in Jacksonville.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And so, yeah, it's just, it's wild, you know, how, like, we've had to find new ways to function in an office in this time that, like, aren't reflected in this song. But to that same token, people being people have found new ways to be annoying in the office.
Yeah. A whole new world, a corporate policy that's new. Won't matter where you are or really how far, as long as you're still working. A whole
new- That's good. Did you just come up with that or is that a thing?
I did just come up with it.
That was brilliant. That was brilliant. Yeah. I wish I had a button that gave you a round of applause, but I don't. So imagine that I did.
Yes!
That's what I was going to do. So. Yeah.
I mean, that was really good.
It was.
A corporate policy that's new.
Oh my God. That's great. Now we're all working from our couch at home and working in this whole new world with you. Don't you dare close your Teams.
Don't you dare close your Teams.
That's great. Yeah, I mean, it is. And it's crazy because, like, you think, okay, 1986, that's what? I can't math. How long ago was 1986? 36 years ago.
How old are you and subtract one?
Well, no, here's the problem. I am 30. But I was born in 1985. But after now.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I was born in 1985, but after now. But before then. And so I have to understand the math regarding my age. So yeah, 36. I will be 37.
That's like I am my sister's brother.
You are. Yes. Yes, and your my brother's sister is me.
Uh-huh.
Whoa. Yeah.
What year was Marco Polo? I don't know. I just work here.
Oh.
Actually, I'm sorry. I got that wrong. What year did the Mongols invade China?
I don't know. I just work here.
Yeah.
I will say this song, every time I hear the word carcinogen, I think of this song. While you're chewing whatever it is that you got from the Golden Arches, I will keep talking about the fact that I'll have some coffee with a carcinogenic sweetener. And when I first heard this song, I didn't, you know what carcinogenic meant. I was like, huh, what is that? And I guess there was a whole thing, right? Which one was it? Blue one or the pink one?
Oh, God. Well, sweeten low is the pink one, equals the blue one.
Splendid yellow one.
Splendid is the yellow one, yeah. Gosh.
I think it was the pink one.
Probably.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which one's just aspartame?
The pink one?
Probably. I don't know. I don't know enough about fake sweeteners to know.
No.
I don't sweeten my coffee.
No, I don't anymore either. So we talked about Dunkin' Donuts probably
many times on the show.
We had a deep discussion about their drive-thrus probably a month ago here, but have you had their Sunrise Blend iced coffee?
Absolutely, yes, I have.
So good.
Uh-huh. It's different. It's not like it. Yeah.
Can I real talk you about the Sunrise Blend?
Sure, do it.
I love iced coffee very much. I don't get it all that often on account of the poops.
Oh, okay.
Sunrise Blend.
No poopies?
Don't have that problem.
Oh, nice.
So, cheers to you, Sunrise Blend. You make my rear end smile.
The way you just said cheers to you, do you know what that reminded me of?
No.
Real man of genius.
Oh, cheers to you. Oh my God.
Yeah.
What was that, real men of genius?
That was Bud Light, wasn't it?
I don't know. I don't look at what.
It was one of those light beer. I'm pretty sure it was Bud Light.
That's great. Hey, you know what I'm going to do?
Are you going to have a second?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
This is from Thin Man Brewery.
Thin Man. Yeah.
They do one of our favorite beers.
Minky Boodle.
Yes, they do. I just bought a 4-pack of that the other day.
Nice. This is called Efficiency and Progress. And I was like, yes,
that's perfect.
So this is what I initially had for Dog Eat Dog. I was like, okay. But then Russ comes over with a 4-pack of I Drive a Dodge Strata. And I'm like, that's funnier. So we're going to go with. Yeah. So
nice.
Just like 2 for 2 of like him finding a beer after I already found one. And I'm like, oh, damn it. That's better.
Well, no, I wouldn't say that the Dodge Strata is better. I think it's just also good.
Okay. It's funnier.
Sure. Yes.
Funnier pairing. They're equal, yes. But that was funnier. And due to the fact that we are...
Due to the fact... Yeah.
It smells good.
So what kind of beer is it? Tell me about it. What's the ABV? What's the flavor profile? What's the...
Now, this is a bit of an oxymoron here happening. I'm just going to say it. And you react as you're going to react when I tell you the style of this beer. Hazy West Coast India Pale Ale.
Okay.
West Coast IPAs are not hazy.
I understand that. But they're, yeah.
This Efficiency and Progress, is this what's happening? I don't understand. So
I'll tell my little anecdote after you're done describing your beer.
Oh my God.
I have an anecdote that's kind of related to that.
Beer price.
Which I've probably talked about on the show before, but we'll see.
This is brewed and canned by Thin Man Brewery on 486 Elmwood Avenue in Buffalo, New York.
You know, they should sponsor us because we have them so often.
Thin Man, come and be a Beard Al fan. Thin Man. Save me. Save me.
That's good.
That was all. We're just making parodies here today.
I love that song, by the way.
Balloon Man.
Yeah.
Come together with your hands, save me. I'm together with your plan, save me.
That was really fun to play on Rock Band drums.
Yeah, I didn't like singing it because I had to go.
Oh, I know. Man. I know.
But one thing I did learn singing Rock Band, it doesn't matter what you say.
Right. As long as you have the note right.
As long as the pitch is correct. And yeah. Like, do you remember Tangled Up in Blue was on Rock Band, and I would literally just sit there and go, oh, ha, ha, he, oh, ha, he, ha, he,
you mean that's not the actual lyrics?
How in a
used to know. Yeah.
I think the one time I literally did that part, like, how to who, how.
Yeah. Yeah, Rock Band was a very fun game.
But anyway,
it was a hoot.
Efficiency and progress. Smells good. Is good.
Is good. Okay, what would you rate it?
I have to think about that. I need to take another.
All right, that's fine.
Don't rate it until you've had at least three sips.
Tis fair.
So.
So when I first started my current position.
Sitting?
That was about. Wow. My current work position.
Okay.
That was
2 weeks.
That was a little over five. Yes. So, yeah, so for one fortnight. No,
Fartnight.
I do that a lot. Probably about 5 years ago, I went up to Portland, Maine for a training with my one coworker.
Remember that? Because you were asking about breweries.
Yes. And, we went to a brewery, it was called Foulmouthed. That's right. It was Foulmouthed. And they had a beer called Kaizen, which is a Japanese principle where, like, you're always trying to fix one part of the cog to try to get it, like, just perfect this thing. And so, like, every time you go back to the brewery or get that beer, it's going to be different. How it, because they're always changing something to try to make the perfect beer. And so the label of that beer that you have there and the principle behind it, efficiency and progress, that's like Kaizen.
Okay, because there's like chickens.
Yeah.
And keys. Okay, so this is Kaizen.
It's very Kaizen.
Okay, cool. I'll take it. Oh, geez. Microphone. We have a very interesting, like, it's not a problem that we have, but songs that Weird Al does that we really, really love and songs that Weird Al does that we really are not super, like, fans of, we tend to not have a lot to talk about because, like, no, this is kind of what it is, you know? We tend to be, like, way more on topic when it's songs that are, like, in that middle
zone. Yeah.
Because it's like, we like this. Okay, this, that, and the other.
We like this. It's great. How are we going to, like, really break it down? Because the songs that we like typically are songs that most of the fan base really likes, and they know why they like it.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. So, and we're very much preaching to the choir with that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But I feel like Dog Eat Dog, at least for us, is definitely a song that, number one, grew on us. Because if you asked us, 20 years ago when we were teenagers, okay, where would Dog Eat Dog have ranked for us then? Nowhere near the top. Because this is a Weird Al
song. Musically, it's great, and it sounds like a great song. It's catchy. That's the great thing about it. But as far as the subject material goes, we couldn't really relate to it. But once you're in the workforce, once you've been in an office setting, once you've done a bunch of the stuff that is involved with being in the workforce. Yeah. You really like, yeah, I'm going to put my name on my mug
because
I have a mug that I like, and this is my mug. And
yeah, no, exactly. And this is proof positive that Weird Al is not and has never been just music for kids. Okay.
Right.
He never was. Because this was 1986. So Polka Party's what, his fourth album?
I think so, yeah.
Self-titled debut album in 3D, Dare to Be Stupid, Polka Party. Correct? Yes, that is the disco very of Very Good. Yeah. And like, so he was not even 30 yet. Okay? So he was not making music just for kids. Like, there are people that are going to appreciate this, like, where they're at in their life. And I think that gets overlooked so much. Like, yes, we came into Weird Al, like, as kids. And that's when most people did. But I would argue that, like, Dad got Weird Al's self-titled debut album from the Columbia Record Club, came into Weird Al stuff as an adult. You know, at the beginning of his adulthood, but as an adult. And
where he could already understand a bunch of the stuff that he's talking about, like riding on a bus with a bunch of stinky people. And
get, I haven't been in a crowd like this since I went to see The Who. Like,
right. Not, yeah.
You know, and there are and so Weird Al does a lot of things with his music. And I feel like listening to Doggy Doug, like, especially as kids, like, there's stuff that you don't get. But then in a song like Doggy Doug, when that first thing happens to you, like when a guy in your office takes the last jelly donut, or when somebody steals your coffee mug or whatever, you have that thing kind of click in your head. You're like, this is what Weird Al was talking about. And it all kind of falls into place in your brain. So Weird Al is both simultaneously like entertainer and also teacher isn't the right word, but it's like the, he's preparing you for things.
Right.
He's preparing the younger people that maybe, you know, at any particular time in his career may have been like the core audience, preparing them for the crap that is about to come. And like basically saying, here is a shield to use when all of this poop gets flung at you from adulthood. You can say, ah, this is what Weird Al was talking about. Perhaps laugh about it.
Yeah.
You know?
Ah.
was that like the wrong reaction?
I don't think it's intense enough.
Oh!
Yeah, it's, yeah.
Like, aha! This!
Yeah, you have that aha light bulb moment.
You know? Yeah. And I've had, like, not just, like, getting his jokes, but also getting things he was talking about. I can't even tell you how many aha moments that I've had, you know, or just experiencing something in life and being like, oh my God, this is insert song here, you know, like this is a thing that happens. And that's part of his, like, I'm getting a little soapboxy about how important Weird Al is about some stuff, but like ultimately what it is he takes things that everybody might experience at some point and puts his own spin on it, so that when you're kind of like out in the world and you're like, oh, blah, 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 you know, insert thing that happened here, you have that Weird Al thing to lean back on, and everything feel like he unintentionally made himself a security blanket for like a generation of people.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what else to say. I think this song is fabulous.
I think so too. So you're going to make fun of me.
What else is new?
I know exactly why you're going to make fun of me.
Okay.
But do you remember the show on, I believe it was NBC, called Dog Eat Dog?
I remember Doggy Talk with Brooke Burns.
Yeah.
You love her.
I knew that's why you were going to make fun of me.
I'm not making fun of you for that. That's an attractive lady.
Yep.
That was a weird game show.
It was a weird game show. It was like Fear Factor without the gross stuff.
It was Fear Factor plus trivia.
Yeah, Fear Factor plus trivia. Without the gross stuff.
Without the gross stuff. Yeah, it was a weird show.
Yeah.
Very, again, I hate using this phrase, but it's like it's a product of its time. It's literally what it is.
Right.
So what did Cece say when she didn't close the door?
I'm going to stay it open.
Oh, she's going to stay it open.
I'm going to stay it open, yeah.
Okay, that is really interesting. And again, it's like the English language is difficult to like get a grasp on.
Yeah, she has a lot of those kind of things
Yeah. But
I just let them go because I just think they're funny and she'll learn eventually.
But they make sense.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's going to stay open. So she's using stay as a verb.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
So, like, that makes sense. So, I see the logic there. She's like, oh, she's going to stay it open. My brain was like,
uh-huh. I
don't understand how she got there, though. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. Like, that could, in some other weird parallel universe when the English language made more sense, like, that,
right.
That
could right.
be correct. It's not. But mm-hmm. could be.
Right.
Like,
another one that I really like is she'll say something like, do you don't want to do that? Do you don't?
Oh, that's saying, do you not want to do that?
Do you not want to do that? It's do you don't?
Precious. Do you?
Yeah. So I was like, she'll learn eventually. And we'll just let it go for now.
But there's nothing actually grammatically incorrect.
Exactly. So there's nothing to correct. Do you don't? Okay. No. Do I don't?
No, that works. It's because it's do you do not want to do that?
Right.
And that's fine. I think I'm going to start saying that. I'm going to make that like a thing. Like, do you don't want to do that?
Do you don't?
Do you don't?
Yeah.
I'm going to do that.
Do you don't want to do that?
I do want to do that.
Doo-doo. You said doo-doo.
Beady. Boo-boo.
Yeah.
You know what else gets me sometimes? Party.
No.
Huh? It's a party.
Oh, scuba-dooba-dabba-dee-ba-dow.
Scuba-dooba-dabba-dee-ba-dow.
Yeah.
Inside joke.
Nintendo. That was just it. Nintendo. Yeah, mom.
Dude, so I've been playing Mario Kart 8.
Okay.
You know, they use the same theme when you win. Bump, 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 bum, ba-dum, bump, 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 bump. Right?
Yeah. Here comes Toad driving down the
Jersey road. Yeah. He's driving happy because he's in first place.
Yeah, I remember that.
And that popped into my head like yesterday.
Yeah.
I was like, here comes Toad driving down the pretty road. He's driving happy. Like, nobody's going to get that.
Yeah, but, no.
But the Weird Al of it all, to hear a thing and make up words.
Make up words to it. Yeah, exactly.
It's like, this all makes sense. Why do that? So. What a world, what a world.
Oh, what a world, what a world. I'm melting.
Hey, John, you know what kind of world it is? It's a doggy
criminal dog. World. Oh, it's a doggy dog world.
You see what I did there?
Yeah, I do.
You got it.
Doggy dog.
It's a doggy dog world. Where did
it's a doggy dog world.
It's a dog.
It's like one of those. It's like one of those. Hold me closer, Tony Danza. Count the head lice on the highway.
Oh, count the head lice on the highway. Oh, okay. So, I'm just gonna put this here for like the rabid Weird Al fans, like trying to listen to us. Number one, sorry. Number two, we love this song. It's great. It's perfect. Weird Al's vocals on it are like spot on for what it is that he's trying to do. Like I would be remiss if I didn't mention the dug duggy duggy dug 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 duggy. That's perfect. Yeah, it's great. We love everything about Dog Eat Dog.
I love getting the kennel now. It's Dog Eat Dog.
Oh, getting the kennel now. Yeah.
Getting the kennel now. It's Dog Eat Dog. Woof, woof.
Yeah, it's good. It's real good. Oh my god, and like it's stylistically perfect. So like, we love this song, and we love it so much that it's like, we know that you know. We're preaching to the choir here.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're just talking about stuff that makes the song, we, you know, make sense in our brains. Anyhow.
Yep. Yep. Yep, 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 yep.
Do you like beans?
Yes.
Do you like George Wendt?
Yes.
Would you like to watch a movie with George Wendt eating beans?
I need context. Is
it is a
the movie about George Wendt eating beans, or am I eating beans while watching a movie with George Wendt in it?
It's a close-up of George Wendt's face as he shovels Bush's baked beans into his mouth.
Roll that beautiful bean footage.
Well done. That was the right answer to that. Roll that beautiful bean footage.
Yeah. Do you remember the dog's name in those commercials?
Hold on. Duke? No. Duke?
Yeah, Duke. Duke. Yeah.
The way they made Duke's mouth in those bushes.
It was weird.
Do you remember? What's the guy's name?
Oh, it's not Todd Bodette, because that's Motel 6.
No, he's something Bush.
Oh, boy. I don't remember.
Duke. Okay, but the guy. The guy. The human.
Yeah, I remember the human, yeah. I remember his look. I don't remember his name.
You remember his look. Do you remember when they came out with Bush's grilling beans and he had a goatee? I was okay, Bush's baked beans guy.
All right.
But all right. Like, that works for you.
It's like the evil twin.
It is like the evil twin. Bush's baked.
The evil bean twin.
The evil bean twin. The evil bean. The evil little.
BD.
People, I really hope that takes
so
off.
So confused, yeah. Oh,
that takes off.
I think you just got to tweet it, just so that way people know how to spell it.
How do you spell it? Is it BD?
Yes. Oh.
Anyway,
yeah, but people don't necessarily know how to spell that.
It's B D.
You heard it here first.
If you want to know how to spell better, it's B D.
Yeah, not B E E D E E.
It's just
or B E A D Y.
Oh, was that B? Oh, that's a take.
Yeah, see, that one got you. You see, there's a take. or B E A D G H B, like,
oh, B D, oh.
You know, like. Lee is sometimes L-E-I-G-H.
Oh, B.
B-E-I-G-H. D-E-I-G-H.
B-E-I-G-H. That really should be it.
B-E-I-G-H. D-E-I-G-H. No.
Anybody wants to make this BD t-shirt? It's a BD.
Just listing all the different spellings of it.
Yeah.
That are acceptable, but cross out, like...
B-I-D-H. That's like B-D. He's like, that's got some inflection on it.
Yeah.
Oh, John, I have laughed until I've cried, like, multiple times in this episode, and I feel like that makes it a good one.
Yeah. Because maybe the listeners will cry until they laugh.
So are you saying that maybe the listeners will cry? Maybe the listeners.
Maybe the listeners. M-A-Y-B-E-I-G-H.
M-A-Y-B-I-D-H. Maybe. I'm gonna pee my pants. E-I-G-H.
Oh, this is so stupid.
This is really dumb. But guess what?
But we're bastardizing the English language, so it's great.
Great. The English is already a bastardized language.
Yeah.
It's like a mutt. It's a bastard mutt. That yeah. Bastard English. Oh, John. Well, we're hoping everybody's going to have a really good Labor Day weekend. What are you doing?
I think I already established. Maybe it was earlier in the episode. I will be driving back from Rehoboth.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Cool.
Yep. What are you going to be doing on the weekend of labor?
I'm not working, that's for darn sure. beer on my pants.
Oh no.
It's okay, they're sweatpants. No, I don't know. I'm probably, gonna do what I've done the first two of the big summer holidays is go to my friend's house and hang out in the pool and drink White Claw Surge.
Nice. Can you do me a favor when you do that?
Sure.
Can you do a big ol' belly flop?
Yeah.
Nice.
Remind me on Monday.
Oh.
To go do a, I'll do a belly flop for you. I don't care. It's fine. Yeah. So, pays to have friends with a pool. Yeah. Have you ever had White Claw Surge? Are you familiar with the White Claw Surge?
I'm not a fan of the White Claw.
Okay, but White Claw Surge?
Is that like Surge Cola or the soda?
No, White Claw Surge is White Claw, but 8% ABV.
Oh.
Oh.
Huh.
White Claw Surge is a good time.
Nice.
So, anyway, I mean, again, I really only drink White Claw and that ilk in a pool situation.
All right, that's fair.
You know?
I like a nice shandy for that, but that's, yeah.
That's also fair. I'm not a big shandy fan. I'm not a fandy. I'm not a fandy of the shandy.
What about a Radler? Do you like a nice Radler?
I don't know. I was basically going to say
S-H-A-N-D-I-G-H. Oh. C-O-F-F-E-I-G-H.
Uh-huh.
Coffee. Would that make, if I started spelling coffee that way, would that make me a bougie coffee boy?
That would make you a bougie coffee boy. Yeah. Boy.
B-O-U-G-I-G-H.
B-O-U-G-I-G-H.
Boff. Like cough, but boff.
Yeah. Coffee boy. Oh my god. That's great. Well, I feel like Did we do Doggy Dog justice? I think we did, because we talked about workplace stuff. We talked about how much we love the song. We talked about how we think Weird Al did a very good job. You ate McDonald's.
I did eat McDonald's.
What did you get?
I got a double quarter pounder with cheese.
Nice. Or as
just the sandwich. I did not want French fries.
Okay, that's good. Or as Cece said, sandwich.
Sandwich. I have a sandwich. I have a surprise for you.
What is it? Sandwich.
Sandwich. Well, because Natalie texted me between our episodes recordings from 2 weeks ago.
So she had two long weeks to text.
Two whole weeks to bring this to me. She asked me if I wanted anything from McDonald's because Cece wanted a Happy Meal. And I said, yeah, just get me the double quarter pounder. I just want the sandwich. I don't want the fries or a drink.
Nice. You got
so I guess that got put into Cece's brain, just the sandwich. So I have a sandwich for you. Yeah.
Just the sandwich.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
I got a 4-piece chicken nugget.
I have a 4-piece chicken nugget Happy Meal. You know, I don't feel stupid when I order Happy Meals for myself anymore because, like, sometimes I'll go through the drive-thru and, like, Russ will get, like, an adult person meal.
Uh-huh.
Order a Happy Meal. And the person at the window, maybe they think that the adult meal is for me and I'm taking the kids' meal to a child. But really, I'm taking the adult meal to somebody else and I'm feeding the kids' meal to myself.
Now, when you get the Happy Meal, what do you get to drink?
Diet Coke.
Oh, I was going to say, do you get an apple juice box? You should start.
I've thought about it.
Yeah. Do you get extra fries or do you get apple slices?
The last time I got apple slices.
Nice.
What does Cece have a preferred dipping sauce for her nuggets?
We don't get her dipping sauce. She likes ketchup. And so usually when she's having a Happy Meal, she's coming back to the house anyway. I'm not going to ask them for ketchup. We have ketchup.
That's fair.
We've tried to give her honey mustard. She's like not really liked it. And so it's like other sauces I'm looking at. It's like we have ranch at home. I'm not going to give her hot mustard. I'm not going to give her buffalo sauce.
Sweet and sour. She might like the sweet and sour.
All right.
Because I am a sweet and sour person and the McDonald's sweet and sour is very good.
Is it a cut above?
No.
I don't know. I'm just asking. Is it a cut above other sweet and sour sauces? No,
it's good. I prefer the Wendy's sweet and sour sauce, if I'm being completely honest. But the McDonald's sweet and sour sauce is fine. It does the job. Gets it done. And I will also dunk my fries in it because I'm a wild card.
Oh, man. When you go to Burger King, if you ever do, what kind of dipping sauce do you get?
Also sweet and sour. That's what I get with nuggets, is the sweet and sour.
I get like the zesty.
Oh, however, yesterday we went to a PDQ, which is a Southern thing, people dedicated to quality. And it's all, that's what it stands for. It's all chicken. Okay. And Russ had never had PDQ before. And I was like, oh, sir, we're going to a PDQ. And so he got a tender meal and I got spicy nuggets. The PDQ has a Buffalo Blue dipping sauce that is chef's kiss. And I got the spicy nuggets, which I had not done before. And the spicy nuggets in the Buffalo Blue, dynamite combo.
So that's a cut above?
That is a cut above. And Russ was eating the chicken nuggets, the chicken tenders that he got. And he's like, we're sitting actually in the PDQ. Like, we ate it there because we were out. Mm-hmm. And the sign says PDQ is it people dedicated to quality with the P, the D, and the Q, like, big and stuff. And he took a bite of the chicken tender. And he's like, this is a quality chicken tender. I can taste the dedication of these people. And I'm like, damn straight, sir. Damn straight.
Oh, man, I had a thought and now I lost it.
Oh, no.
It's gone. I don't even remember what it was pertaining to.
Such a life. Maybe you'll think about it and we can talk about it on a future episode.
It's not going to relate.
It doesn't matter. I mean, do you want time to think about it?
Yeah, give me like a minute.
I'm gonna sing the Jeopardy song twice through while John thinks about the thing that he was trying to think about, but he'll never get it right. I will keep on singing my song while John tries to remember what he was thinking about, but he won't. Maybe if I stop right now, boom, boom. He said I needed 1 minute, so I'm starting my song all over again, and I will keep singing, but he will not think of it, because John is a big dork, and he will not think about the thing that he was trying to think about, and I guess his minute's up, boom, boom.
I have a problem because I had to take the earbuds out because I couldn't concentrate on what I was trying to think about. And even with me taking my earbuds out, I could still hear you and only hear you. And I could not think. It's okay. It's okay. I'll probably text you later with whatever I thought of.
Okay. And I will I'll put it in the episode notes if he remembers.
Whatever.
If it's good, maybe I will, bitch.
Maybe you will, maybe you won't.
Maybe I will.
Do you don't?
Do you don't? Do.
Whoa.
Hit my glass on the mic stand.
Doink. That didn't sound like anything, right?
No, we're doinking.
Sounds like you're bringing an ancient Chinese gong or something.
I'm an ancient Chinese gong over here.
I guess that's how we're starting every episode from now on.
Oh dear God.
For whom the bell tolls.
Boom, the bell tolls. Okay.
And that's when those security guards threw us out.
That's a good time, yeah.
I think so. Yeah, because this episode is long AF.
Yep.
All right.
That's what she said.
Hello. All right.
Hello.
Yes.
All right, friends. This has been the Beard Owl Podcast, and we hope you all have a safe and fun and wonderful Labor Day weekend. And for anybody who may be going into labor, good luck with that.
good luck with that.
Yeah, good luck with that. Anyway, I'm still Lauren.
And I am moving John.
Ooh, he's moving John. And, I guess we're gonna come at you again next time, people. And who even knows what that's gonna be?
Yeah, who knows?
Have fun. Stay weird.
And enjoy the show.
Yeah, well, you did. You just did. I already did do that.
We got a one. We got a pencil again.